Now joined for our weekly interviews with the head coach of the Gilman City Hawks basketball teams, Adam Clark. He's, of course, doing double duty, coaching the girls and the boys this year. And I don't know how much in charge he is of the Gilman City tournament, but you're coaching two teams, and I know you have somewhat to do with the organization of that tournament. Coach, you're a busy guy this week.
Yeah, it's one of those deals where you just kind of suck up and push through. And luckily, we've got off to a real good start at the tournament here. Got in all four games tonight, and everything seems to be going smoothly so far. So we're just hoping the rest of the week follows suit.
I'm not sure how big of a Chiefs fan you are, but you're going to have extra reasons to really enjoy Super Bowl Sunday just as a day of rest.
I second that thought.
Not a whole lot to talk about from last week. The consistent theme from last week isn't necessarily that you had a game postponed, and that was North Harris, and we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But when you're unable to get into the gym because the roads are bad, and you know, whether it's getting out of shape or just kind of losing some rhythm, that makes it tough. We're talking about the girls at this point, but it does make it tough when you kind of lose that rhythm of practice every day or a game every day.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, you're working with teenagers, and so, you know, you get out of that rhythm of being structured and in a routine of practicing the plays and strategies, and so then you get out of whack there, and you got to kind of reset things there and get back into a groove. And so, yeah, it was a rough week. You know, we played last night, and it kind of showed at times. We're hopefully get back into the swing of things and get several days of some short practices this week just because of the tournament, but, you know, and get a couple games under our belt, and maybe we'll get back into some playing stride and play some good ball here before the end of the year.
That Pattonsburg team that you played, Coach, they're kind of under my radar a little bit as far as a really good girls team over in the Grand River Western side of the conference, but they should probably be more up onto my radar because 10-4 record now for Pattonsburg, and they look like, as I'm looking at the scoring summary last night, Coach, the second quarter and the fourth quarter really hurt you.
Yeah, I was real proud of the way the girls started the game. We talked about our game plan, and I thought they were trying to do a decent job of that. We were able to slow down Webby Bailey for Pattonsburg. She didn't have as many points early on. She still got plenty, but we definitely made her teammates have to be a part of the game. And so in the first quarter, I was real pleased. We just couldn't find our way to the bucket for the most part. We got some shots off. They just weren't necessarily quality shots. By the end of the second quarter, what happened was you could just tell we were starting to get a little tired. We only got seven. And so you want to keep some kids on the floor to try and keep some consistency. But once those legs start getting a little tired and your mind tends to wander, you give up some layups. And that's what happened there. Late in the second quarter, we gave up some layups. And then there late in the third quarter, it kind of happened again. So.
How good of a 1-2 punch? Because you know, I've seen Webby Bailey's name as somebody who is a young person that's really doing well over at Pattonsburg. But Jillian Plymel got you for 20 points last night, Coach. How potent of a 1-2 combination are they for the Panthers?
Oh, they do a good job. Webby's one of those girls that if she sees an opportunity, she's going to see it. She can get up and down the floor fairly quick. She's good at recognizing when she has an opportunity to get out in front of the pack and get some easy buckets for them, and that really pays off for them at times. And then the Plymel girl did a good job of finding her spots and scoring. She had a really good fourth quarter where she knocked down three big threes and really extended that lead to just kind of seal the deal for them. But, we did pretty good for not having to practice for almost a week, and I thought we had some girls that played pretty well. Lindsay Snuffer had a really good second quarter. Just couldn't ever get a run going for us late. She did hit a late three for us, but you know, by that time it was kind of too late. Jolie Ward couldn't really get going like we were used to having her. Maybe being a week off had something to do with that too, but. You know, she still looked solid for us. She got to the free throw line a few times, and a couple little highlights. Sydney Gibson stepped up, knocked down a three for us in the third, and so we even got some good minutes out of our bench personnel. I know Bailey Williamson knocked down a bucket for us and looked good in rebounding, and Riley Witt played well for us at times there too. So we're starting to see a little progress here and there, and so if we can get back into the gym with some consistency, maybe we can build on that.
I was at Polo Princeton on Saturday, then last night Milan Trenton, and obviously Milan Trenton, there's a lot on the line in that girls game with both being tied atop the Grand River East. But, I was talking with the coaches afterwards and saying, there has to be a little bit of rust that you shake off. And it was hard to notice in kind of both games. But I think what you do notice is that even if there's 10 to 15% more tiredness because you're just a little bit out of shape because you haven't been in the gym as much working out, if your legs are more tired, you're just going to have more shots that aren't going to go in. And you got to put more effort into getting that ball in the hoop.
Well, that's absolutely right. When we even saw that last night in our games, you could tell kids' legs were not near as strong as they should have been, maybe late in the quarter, and their shots just end up falling short or don't have enough to get above the rim. And you could see that from both sides of the floor, from both teams. And so I'm sure it's widespread for those teams that have been out of the gym for several days. And so, especially for us coaches, we can't wait to get back in the gym and get their muscles used to being worked daily, and so then that won't be as much as an issue, and you'll be able to put some more points on the board and play a little better defense.
Are you going to be able to get the girls in the gym between the end of school and the start of the tournament today, Coach? Is that a plan?
Yep, we're going to get in here, and if we have to, we'll lock the doors behind us to give us at least a half an hour, 45-minute practice if we can sneak it in, and hopefully the teams don't get in too big a hurry and show up too quick today. But we'll definitely sneak in here and get some workouts in and try and get our legs back underneath of us.
Just put a big sign on the door saying, working on conditioning, be here in half an hour.
If you want to run, come on in.
There you go. I was talking with Coach Slaughter over at Tri-County yesterday. Their show coming up here on a Tuesday as well. They're a two-seed, really fine team. The Jamesport girls are playing East Harrison, so he'd be hesitant to say, hey, put that one in the win column. But Tri-County be favored to win that. So if you do see East Harrison tomorrow, Coach, at 4:30, if that's the matchup, what's your thoughts on the Bobcats from what you know about them?
Well, I've seen them play, and they've got some good size at a couple positions, so that could be a concern for us. And so I think our guards need to step up and have a big night defensively as well as offensively. That would help us out tremendously. And blocking out's a huge deal for us. That's something we've struggled at from time to time. We saw some efforts last night from our girls to try and do a better job of blocking out. So, that's hopefully a goal of the girls each game is to get better at that, controlling the boards. And then, like I said, our guards need to do some work for us on the defensive end, and maybe come up with some steals or force some turnovers to transition to points, and then be prepared to knock down some shots and help out when the ball goes into the post, and maybe help out on post defense.
There are games too that you kind of feels like, obviously, it was advantage Pattonsburg last night with a 28-point win, but there's also games where you feel like a team's fairly competitive, but they're just getting outscored by 5, 6, 7 points, a few buckets here and there every quarter. That adds up. You get to the end of the third quarter and you're down by 20.
That's exactly right, I was visiting with a guy after the game, and he looked at me and he goes, your girls don't give up. And I'm like, well, that's good news. We just, when we get a little tired, that's when our mistakes really compound and teams capitalize on it and get scoring bunches in a run, like 4 or 5 trips in a row. They get some easy layups on us just because we're going through a phase where, like you said, our legs are really tired and we just don't have that desire and push to keep playing as hard as we were in the first 5 minutes. So if we can find a way to keep battling through those things and limit those runs by other teams when we get a little tired, that would help us tremendously in staying competitive later in the game.
The date is not on the Misha site on your schedule yet, Coach. Do you know off the top of your head what the makeup date for North Harrison is?
We are looking at February 17th for our makeup day.
Okay. It is on there. Okay. I looked on there. The original date, it just says postpone, and lo and behold, there it is. I'd imagine that's a Monday.
Yep, it is a Monday.
Very good. HDC tournament is at Mercer the week before that, and Mercer comes to Gilman City the night after that. So that's going to be a busy stretch of ball right before districts for the Gilman City girls. We'll shift gears here with Coach Adam Clark. We'll talk about the Gilman City boys coming up next.